Welcome back to Psukei Daf. We are learning Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey today, and the Daf contains three Psukim. We're going to be focusing on the second Pasuk, which appears on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. The Pasuk that we're going to be focusing on is Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayachinor v'novel v'tofa chalil v'yoin mishtehem. Who at their banquets have lyre and lute, timbrel and flute and wine? But they look not to the acts of Hashem u'masei yadov lo'yiro, and they don't see the work of His hand. The Gemara over here darshans, fascinating enough, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, quoting Bar Kapra, that kol yadeh lechashe b'tkufus mazolus v'ayin mechashe, a person who has the capacity to learn about the way that the world works, the solar system, the mazolus, the zodiac works, v'ayin mechashe, and doesn't spend the time doing that, that person is subject to this pasuk, Ve'ela po'al Hashem lo yabitu. I don't look to actions of a god. And then Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi goes, Rabbi Shmuel ben Bar Nachmeni goes on to explain that there's actually a mitzvah to do such. Now, just to understand this pasuk in context, Yeshayahu Perek Hey, understanding what's going on. In the beginning of Yeshayahu's reign, or is his prophesying career, understand that Yeshayahu prophesies during the reign of four kings, Uzziah, Yotam, Ahaz, and Chizkiyahu. Those are the kings of Yehuda. It's worthwhile noting, at the time of Uzziah, whose other name was Azariah, there was a parallel king in the north, Yerovam ben Yoash, and everything was going just fine. In fact, the kingdom of Israel expanded northwards, there was peace in the land, and there was prosperity, and specifically to that condition which Yeshayahu is speaking to. You see, Jews don't always do so well when it comes to prosperity. The decadence of the age, the reign of plenty, the fact that the rich class were taking advantage of those who were impoverished and could not exit their poverty was something which was rampant during these days. And during the first few parakim of Yeshayahu, we see Yeshayahu railing against such actions, a society, a decadent society of riches. And if we read the full pasuk, it doesn't sound necessarily that it's so much to do with the fact that people aren't cerebrally looking at and gazing at the skies. It sounds like they are drunken fools. Meaning to say, what he's saying is why is it that you're not thinking about the actions of Hashem? Because all you're doing is playing music and drinking alcohol. Now, by the way, things haven't changed so much today. It seems to be that most of society is caught in the same bucket. But nonetheless, this is what Yeshayahu was railing against then. That's the context of it. In fact, the Radak says that the most basic way of reading this pasuk, the most basic way of understanding this, is that what they are not turning to is the what's the Ma'aseh Hashem? Shekosov alalucha saseres advarim, says the Radak. Rav David Kimchi, it's referring to the aseres adibrois. Vem klal kol ha-mitzvah sheben odom la-chaverov shemel odom la-mokom. A person should have noticed them. They weren't taking note of their basic mission statement in life, which are the aseres adibrois. But then he goes further and he says, V'yesh l'farish is Paul Hashem u-ma'aseh yodov chochmas ha-koychovim kimimenu yagia ha-odom l'kvoid ha-boyrei k'moish oma b'mizmor ma'adir shimucha b'chol aretz. Says Radak, even if you're not going to look into the book of the Torah, at least look upwards, at least look around you, at least get a sense that there's something bigger than you. When you have that humility, when you have that perspective, when you have that sense that the world is bigger than you, then ultimately you'll come to the relationship with Hashem. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, that there are two ways to come to the love of Hashem. One is look outwards to the world around us, and one is look inwards to the Torah itself to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either what He does or what He wants from us. And now those are both things which are eclipsed in the material parties that these people are going to. And the way that I see it is that a person only has a bandwidth of so much interest in life. If all that interest is consumed by things like parties and sports and all those kind of things, there is less space for other more cerebral and more ethereal and more subtle interests. And that's what Yeshayahu seems to be talking about over here. Something obviously which is very relevant to today. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day. Mm-hmm.